Glenn, what was your most memorable bow hunt? Would it be your time at the Little Delta?
I would say so, yeah. That was in 1957. One of the things, it's odd, I don't know if I should even talk about it or not, but, you know, if you're in a, you're in a bowling picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you talk about hunting things with Fred Bear, you're always hunting with Fred Bear. He never hunts with anybody else. It's always with Fred Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my book, I tried to change that picture a little bit. Because
So what you're saying is the common misconception was that Fred Bear was hunting with himself.
Well, he was the number one man.
Right.
And he was the number one man. There was no question about it. But I wanted to show that Fred sometimes hunted with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He actually went hunting with somebody else. Well, that, you know, most of the stories you read about, that isn't the way it works. You're always hunting with Fred. So, anyway, I went up there in 1957 and found Little Delta, and I was commissioned to make a picture for Alaska Airlines, a movie picture. Now, we didn't have videos in those days. Well, I had a job to do, and we thought about it. Fred had asked me a long time ago, before that, to let him go on some of these hunts. He wasn't that way, you know. He wasn't... He wouldn't provoke anything like that. But I had a job to do, and I was afraid, well, Fred would want to take over and do it his way. Well, I didn't... that wasn't the way I wanted to do it, so I thought to myself, well, I'd like to have Fred come along, but he's going to have to come on our terms, not his terms. Well, it's hard to do that with someone like Fred. So I was hesitant to ask him, but... So I did ask him to go, and then he wrote me a letter. He wanted to do this, he wanted to do that, and stuff like that. I thought, oh, well, you know, here we go again. Anyway, I wrote him a letter, and he wrote a letter back saying to forget the first letter. It was kind of, you know, it sounded like he was trying to take over the whole thing. He said, I just want to go on a hunt with you guys. So I printed that letter in the book. So that was okay as long as he wanted to do what we wanted to do. So I tried to prove it in there that, you know, Fred was not, he didn't necessarily need to be the head man or anything like that. Sometimes he was a follower and not just a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good point to put in Fred's character, you know, that he was, he could do that. Contrary to what you always read about it. Well, I'd also invited him to go on a trip to the Tweedsmuir the couple of years before, and he did, and we had a wonderful time, and so that same thing happened to Delta. He went up there two years in a row. He had such a wonderful place. He thought it was a wonderful place to hunt, beautiful place to hunt, lots of animals, no guides, no anything. We didn't have guides or anything. Contrary to some of the stories, earlier stories, Keith Clemens, it was written about Keith Clemens, you know, you'd think maybe he was our guide. But he wasn't a guide, he was just a helper that I'd asked to go along to help us with this thing. He supplied a lot of equipment, a lot of know-how, but he wasn't a guide. He was not a registered guide or anything. He just was one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, stories came out, you know, that he had guided Fred Bear and all this sort of thing. We never had any guides in there, never.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing, how these things come about, you know.
Mm-hmm. How the rumors...
I wasn't trying to prove anything except that maybe Fred, you know, was an all-around person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Willing to do things... He was a real gentleman to hunt with, and we got along great.